Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Thank God for tuning in. Thank you for you all tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, we bless your name. We come before you, O God, as humble as we know how. Oh, Lord, we ask while we're praying this prayer that you will search our hearts and whatsoever is not right, anything that you're not pleased with, oh, God, please forgive us and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, God, that you will cover us under your blood, that you will purge us, oh, Lord, sanctify us on the inside and on the outside. Oh, Lord, work on us. Make us all over, my God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, lay your hand upon us and touch our bodies, Lord. touch our minds and our souls. We are coming to you tonight, Lord, because there is no other help we know. There is no other place that we can turn, but we are coming to you, Lord. We are calling on you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We need you tonight, Lord, to stop by for just a little while and make your holy visitation. Oh, Lord, strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Lord God, we pray for strength and power. We pray, God, for encouragement. Lord, we pray for guidance and for direction. Oh, Lord, while we're praying, God, increase our faith and help us to believe as the scripture says. Take away all the doubt, all the unbelief, all the fear, my God, and draw back anything that gets in the way to hinder us from being blessed, to hinder us from receiving our breakthrough. Remove it right now, oh God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and save to the uttermost. We know you're able to do all things, oh God, and there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. There are souls right now who need deliverance and need to be saved, oh God, from a world of sin. And we ask you, Lord, to reach forth your hand and lay your hand on them, Lord. Prick their hearts to repentance and bring them on in, my God. Help them, Lord, to do your will. Help them to turn from the error of their ways, to walk away from the world in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord, and nothing is impossible. We are praying, oh God, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We ask you, Lord, to please look upon them this night. Oh, Lord God, and whatever their desire or prayer request is, we ask you to grant it according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus, bless the families, oh God. Those families, Lord, who are bereaved of their loved ones, we pray for comfort and for consolation. Lord, we pray, God, for the families who are scattered abroad and torn apart, that you will mend them back together and gather them from wherever they are. Bring them back to each other and unite them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Oh, Lord God, pick up the broken pieces and put them back together again. For we know, Lord, you have the power to do all things. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord, for miracles. Oh, God, look down on us tonight and grant us the miracles that we need in our lives. For those things which are impossible for us, they are possible with you, Lord. And if it be your will, God, we ask, Lord, that you will grant it unto us, oh God, and we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We are asking you, Lord, to bless through this broadcast tonight. Bless those, oh God, who are tuned in to the broadcast. We ask that you will move upon them in a special way, oh God, and bless their souls tonight. Strengthen and encourage them, oh God. Those who are sick, Lord, we pray for healing. And God, we pray that you will raise them up, Lord, and give them a testimony. Lord God, let them go forth and tell of your goodness everywhere. And if any have committed sins, let their sins be forgiven in the name of Jesus. Those who are struggling, oh God, and feeling discouraged, feeling despondent, or feeling distraught, we pray right now, God, that you will visit them, Lord, and lift them up, Lord Jesus. Lift the burdens of their heart. Help them to rest their way and continue on, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord, to hold on to their faith and not let go. We know you're able, Lord God, and we believe you. We are praying also for the backslider, oh God, to help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them to make it back before it's too late. We pray, God, that you'll restore their soul and reclaim them, Lord God. Have mercy tonight. Save souls everywhere. Deliver, oh Lord God. And we pray for our leaders. We pray earnestly that you will bless them and teach them how to lead your people. Give them new visions and revelations concerning your will, oh Lord God. Move in miraculous ways. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we count it done. We're taking you at your word. And Lord, bless during this broadcast to send forth your word. Lord, let your word minister unto us and feed our souls. Lord, not our will, but thy holy will be done. We believe it right now, oh God, and we thank you for it. We praise your holy name. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for the moving of your spirit, for the outpouring of your spirit. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer, oh God, and for answering. Glory to your name. We praise your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. For all of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. The broadcast is now back into the hands of our host, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless you, man.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. That's a good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are so excited that you decided to spend your Friday night with us. The Pastor Hameen is the pastor, is the watch care pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Our beloved Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., was the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida. We still want to remember him. So again, we're just so glad that you chose to spend your evening with us. On today's show, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who led that beautiful opening prayer. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 89th number of Psalm, beginning of the 15th verse. That's the 89th number of Psalm, the 89th number of Psalm, and the first one, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, blessed is the people that know the Lord, that know the joyful, that shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou speakest in vision, to thy Holy One, and sayest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Thank God for your numbers, word, the 89th number of Psalm, the 15th throughout the 24th verses. And again, we just thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService1:1 is O-N-E. If anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can log on to that same website, blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService1:1, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. Just send us postal mail. You can send it right to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. So if you have a prayer request, don't be ashamed. Give us a call. And if you're feeling bold, if you're a clergy, if after the word you'd like to have remarks, or you have a song you'd like to sing, a testimony you'd like to share, a scripture, or if you want to request prayer, give us a call on our guest number at 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. Dial-in number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Very Simple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Holmes teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And I just want to read the names of our prayer list, and it come to my attention that I may have been distorted while reading the opening scripture. I read from the 89th number of Psalm, the 15th throughout the 24th verses. So those names on our prayer list, we want to continue to pray for Janet North, Tanisha Dorsey, Bishop Burr and his family, Missionary Greasy White and the bereaved White family, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmund Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, the bereaved Williams Edmund family, Tracy Curry, Evangelist Martha Colbreth's cousin, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, Evangelist Cynthia Edmund, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Robin Mansay, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Tanika Huff, all the Bree families and all those that are currently requesting prayer. And if you didn't hear your name called, I did not take any name off the list. It's still on our master list. You know, but we'll continue to pray for all those who requested prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So if Evangelist Maybell was able to get on the call, I would like to give her an opportunity to have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker at this time.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God that was read through the scripture. We thank God for another opportunity to be on this broadcast, and we thank God for what he is doing. So, Lord, we want to encourage everyone that is on the line to continue to listen into the broadcast and receive a blessing of the Lord. Whatever it is, if you need healing, if you need deliverance, if you left and you want to come back, listen to this broadcast and find a word of God to help you to get back on track, to help you to get saved, to help you to get healed. Whatever it is that you need, God is still in the healing business, and he's still working miracles. You might feel like it's too hard, it's not going to work, but give it to Jesus. He can work it out. Praise the Lord. So we encourage you to continue to listen in and let the Lord have his way in your life. At this time, We thank God for Evangelist Sheila Hameen. We thank God for what he is doing through her, for how he has sended his word through her, and she surely preaches the word of God. We thank God for her, and at this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for that beautiful introduction, Evangelist May, and for those beautiful words of encouragement. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show. I just thank God for everyone who has tuned in on this afternoon. And I just want to make mention of this month I'd like to dedicate to encouraging young people everywhere, the youth. And last year we had it where it was the Youth Empowerment Month, and I'd like to do that again this year. So to all the young people who are listening, or to anyone who can get this message out to other young people, just want you to know that we are praying for you and that we love you, and to be encouraged. We encourage you to seek the Lord, to seek salvation from the Lord, to just seek to do God's will, and whatever you can do for God, always seek to do that. Praise the Lord. And I just want to just be a support for as many young people as possible, and I want to encourage everyone listening, whatever young person you come in contact with, please give them a word of encouragement, something that can strengthen them and empower them and give them the mind to do something for the Lord, to do what's right, to live right. Be that example. Be a role model to someone that, you can leave something with them, because we are passing through. We are on a journey. We're passing through. And the youth, the young people, they are the future church. So we want to instill in them the laws of God, the statutes of God, the word of God, the true word of God, so that with a strong root in Christ, something that will help them to remain with the Lord. And this is my desire, to reach out to you everywhere, because they're coming along after us, and we need someone, at least we need to have the comfort in knowing that they have a strong root in the Lord, and they're going to carry the word of God on. They're going to carry the church on, and we don't want just anything to happen once we have gone on through this journey. Praise the Lord. But we want to leave something behind, leaving them the word of God. In other words, we want to put that seed there so that God can water it and also cause it to bring forth an increase. So I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. So throughout this month, if you know of any young person who would like to participate on this broadcast, please reach out to them. Give them my information so we can bring them on the broadcast and let them either read a scripture or sing a song or lead the prayer or have some words of encouragement or however the Lord bless them to participate on the broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God, and the Word of God is really centered around encouraging our youth for this month. So let's put our minds on the Lord, and before we get into the scripture, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We call upon you, Lord, to send forth your word and to minister unto us. Lord, we pray, God, that your word will minister to every young person who's listening to this broadcast tonight. Lord, and not only them, but every listener, let a special blessing come upon them, O God, and overtake them in the name of Jesus. We believe it, O God, and we count it done, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, if you would turn your attention to the Word of God, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, going to the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 13. That is Philippians, fourth chapter, verses 1 through 13. And the scripture reads, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Philippians 4, 1 through 13. And the title of the message tonight is We Can Do All Things Through Christ. And the theme is, Lord, give us strength. Praise the Lord. In this passage of Scripture, Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Philippi, and he began to address them in an encouraging manner, referring to them as dearly beloved. He says here, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for," and for bringing into history or just bringing up to date, Apostle Paul was in bonds. He was imprisoned. And the saints of God, they were supplying things that he would need. And he was ministering to them by sending out these letters, which we know them now as epistles. And in this particular epistle, he wrote to the church, encouraging them and even calling them my joy and crown. He encouraged them to stand fast in the Lord. And this is a word of encouragement to everyone listening. Stand fast in the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, you can get to know him. And once you have a relationship with him, stand fast. Stay with the Lord. And he began to name a certain one, and he had certain requests of them, asking them to be of the same mind in the Lord. And also, he entreated them at Philippi, at the church at Philippi, calling them the Philippians, to help those women which had labored with him in the gospel. He wanted the church to reach out to all of his fellow laborers. And he referred to them being written in the book of life. Praise the Lord. And I just want to say that sometimes we have someone to help us in the ministry. God will send us help. And a lot of time it's in a form or in a way that we don't really expect. But God has a way of helping us to do his will, helping us in the ministry. And then there are youth who actually can help us in our ministry. And I just want to encourage them to do everything they can do for the Lord. Praise God. And also, Apostle Paul exhorted the church, saying, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. When we rejoice in the Lord, we get that joy from the wells of salvation. With joy, we draw water from the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. And that joy is what's going to give us the strength we need to continue to press on. Amen. To know that we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. Hallelujah. And also we can do all things through Christ. We can't do it of ourselves. We can't do it by ourselves. But according to the word of God, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We can call upon the Lord for strength, because there are those times when we feel in the faith, hallelujah, and we can ask the Lord to strengthen us where we're weak, and he will come and give us that strength. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul also exhorted the church, saying, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Moderation, the avoidance of excess or extremes, self-restraint, self-control, self-discipline. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Amen. Your way of life, your conversation is your way of life. Living a holy life, being an example to others, knowing that the Lord is at hand. And also be careful for nothing. In other words, don't seek to gain everything you can or supply your own needs or get things on your own. Praise the Lord. But take it to the Lord in prayer. He said, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So sometimes we do try to do things on our own. We try to accomplish this and accomplish that, or get this done or get that done, just caring about all kinds of things. But we should cast all our cares on the Lord and be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious about things, worrying about this, worrying about that, wondering how you're going to pay your bills, how you're going to meet this obligation, how you're going to do this or that. Everything by prayer and supplication. Hallelujah. The action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. Supplication. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So this is coupled with thanksgiving, giving God thanks. Even though you don't see the way, thank him for the way anyhow. Even though you don't see it worked out, thank him for working it out. Hallelujah. Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. Because we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God, this passes all understanding. Glory be to God. There is no understanding of this peace of God, the same peace that will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. And I remember the scripture, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Oh, praise God. We have to put our trust in the Lord. We have to know that God will take care of us, that God will provide for us. So let us rejoice in the Lord always. And again, let us rejoice. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also, if we tend to be bogged down with the thought cares of this life, whatsoever things are true, honest,
yes,
just, pure, lovely, of good report, whatever things we have, let us think on these things. Hallelujah. And this will help us to keep our minds stayed on the Lord. Glory be to God. If we just think on these things, whatever is true, think about it. Whatever is honest, think on these things. And this will surely help us in putting our trust in the Lord and looking to him, not getting bogged down with so many things, so many cares of this life. Amen. But we'll be able to focus on doing the will of God. We'll be able to focus on putting God first and seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And also, Apostle Paul began to say here in the 9th verse, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. He was encouraging them to do those things that he had done. Amen. The example that he set before them, he was an example to the church, and he's encouraging them to follow that example. Amen. And he said, and the God of peace shall be with you. Glory be to God. And he went on saying that he rejoiced in the Lord greatly because the people of God had an opportunity to be a blessing to him, the man of God. He says here, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again. So they sought an opportunity to be a blessing to the man of God, and here it was, he rejoiced about it, that they had that opportunity. Because when you are a blessing to the people of God, God will surely bless you greatly. Amen. God will do great things for you just because you were a blessing to a person of God. Amen. The people of God, the man of God, the woman of God, you were a blessing to them, and so God will bless you greatly. Apostle Paul was not particularly talking about the want that he had, because he also mentioned that he had learned that whatever state he was in, to be content. Not worry about what you don't have. Don't worry about situation. Amen. But be content in whatever, hallelujah, no matter what that may look like. Learn. So this is something that is a process. This is not something that just comes automatically, but it is something we learn to do. We learn to be content in whatsoever state we're in. Amen. And then he went on to say, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Hallelujah. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Praise God. This is beneficial to any believer in Christ to learn how to be abased, how to be humbled or belittled or reduced, and to abound, to be plentiful, to be rich or well supplied. Amen. So we learn these things and we come to know how to be abased. So we fluctuate. We are adaptable. Amen. Praise the Lord. We learn how to be abased. We learn how to be full. We learn how to be hungry and full at the same time. And also we learn how to abound and to suffer need all at the same time, no matter where we are, no matter what situation we are in or what's facing us. And the ultimate trust in God, amen, the ultimate knowledge and the ultimate achievement is to know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. There are things that are impossible to man, things impossible for us. But with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. So I encourage you who are listening tonight to just think on the word of God. Think on this passage of Scripture and know that you can do all things through Christ, because he will strengthen you. He will be there to supply all your needs, whatever it may be. Hallelujah. God will supply everything you need. Praise the Lord. So take this word of God in for yourself and be encouraged to do all things through Christ. Amen. The Lord for strength. For whatever you need, whatever you lack, seek the Lord for it and he will provide just for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for his touch. I just thank the Lord because of this broadcast, this ministry that he has blessed us with. And I can say of a truth that I have been blessed through this ministry. Praise the Lord. And we're going to prepare to go to God in prayer. But at this time, let us think on what it is we need God to do for us. If we have a special prayer request for the Lord, if we have a petition before him, or we are in need of healing or deliverance, or we're in need of a financial blessing or some kind of miracle, hallelujah, whatever it is we're in need of, we can go to God and petition him tonight, believing him, trusting him, and knowing that God will provide. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's put our minds on him and focus on nobody but the Lord. Forget about everything around you. Forget about everyone else and just focus directly on the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us to the throne of grace. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. If we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, let us go into prayer. Prayer changes things.
Mm-hmm.
Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for another opportunity to pray and send up our supplication unto you. We pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will touch and bless the Lord, that you will save to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you.
Have your way, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Bind the ink in the night. Glory. Hallelujah. I know you're able. I know you got the power. Set forth your mighty hand, Lord. Benjamin, look on those listeners. We pray that you touch them, oh Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Take control of this broadcast. Have your way. Speak your word. Send your anointing. Let some soul be blessed. Let sins be forgiven. Have mercy, oh Lord. Fly out of transgressions. Jesus, we know thou art a healer. Thou art a savior. You are a deliverer. We're trusting in you. We're waiting on you. Move in a mighty way. Bless this broadcast. Bless. Have your way, oh Lord. Let the will of God be done. Jesus, thy will. Help us to speak your word. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to reach souls. Help us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We're down here waiting on you. We're trusting in you and taking you at your word. Your word cannot lie. Your word cannot fail. You're able, oh Lord. You're able to do all things, and you're able to keep us from falling. You're able, in the name of Jesus, thou art powerful. All power is in thy hand. You can deliver. You can save. You can heal. You can fix the situation. In the name of Jesus, you know all about it. You're able, oh Lord. We're depending on you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know. We are down here waiting on you. We need you to come to our rescue. Pour us out a blessing that there should not be room enough to receive it. Have your way in our lives. Use us in thy service. Speak to us and speak through us. Let your will be done, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you have mercy today. Look on the youth. Look on those who are disobedient. Give them a mind to want to obey your word and do what you want them to do. In the name of Jesus, save your word. I pray that you will bless, oh Lord, raise up a nation that shall obey. In the name of Jesus, look on the youth everywhere. We pray that you bless them, that you will make a way for them, that you will touch their hearts, oh Lord. Help them to give themselves to you, that you may use them in your service. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you continue to look on that you will continue to bless this ministry, that you will have the way, and let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, let this ministry grow. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, have thine own way. And we thank you right now. We thank you. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, oh Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming through Evangelist Maybell. We thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying we can do all things through Christ. Lord, give us strength. And what beautiful scripture she read, and she encouraged us to stand fast in the Lord, to stay with the Lord, because we can do all things through Christ. Without him, we can do nothing. It reminds me of the scripture where Jesus said the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except that abide in the vine. No more can we except we abide in the vine, in Christ. And it's through him. Very beautiful message. And Javanis Maybell, do you have, would you like to give remarks? Or any other minister? Sorry. Any other minister?
Praise
on the line or
praise.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank the Lord. I'm sorry. I had the phone on mute. I just said that. But I thank God. Thank God for that beautiful, beautiful message on tonight. They were some beautiful passages of scriptures that even coming preached through on tonight. I tell you, my soul is encouraged through those words tonight. I tell you, I was thinking about how my mind went back to old memories. And how that, I believe Paul was saying, help those who, help those
yes.
women who helped you in the ministry. Glory to God. Sometimes we help people in the ministry, and sometimes they forget about you. But that's all right. He said, remember those mm-hmm. women who helped you in the ministry. And God is good. I tell you, I don't want to forget where I came from and those who helped me in my ministry. So I'm going to do what the word says. Remember those women that labored and helped you in this gospel. And that's what we have to do. I thank God when God remembers, when others forget. But I tell you, I just thank God for the word on tonight. My soul is encouraged. Got a mind to continue on with the Lord. I'm desirous of the prayers of the saints. And I encourage you, Dennis, I mean, keep preaching the word of God. Continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. Whatever he gives you to say or do, say it to the glory and honor of God. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for those beautifully encouraging remarks coming through Dennis Maybell. The other minister on the line, you can give remarks. Praise the Lord. And if not, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Shua Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations. And we also thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through that is made. I thank God for all of you who are listening in on tonight. I pray that God has blessed you through this ministry, through this broadcast. And I'm excited. I don't know about anyone else, but I'm very excited about the word of God. I'm excited about what God is doing. And again, I do want to just touch on that part that Evangelist May was speaking of and how the man of God, he didn't forget the women who labored with him in the gospel. They helped him. They were like his fellow laborers. And he did not forget about them, but he entreated the church to help those women. So, you know, yes, we can't forget who helped us in our ministry. You know, we have to remember how God blessed us to have someone to help. So now we're in a position where we can help someone. Let's not forget them. If there's a young person that helped you, don't forget about them. But help them also. Amen.
Yes.
You never know what God might do. You know, so,
That's right.
It's a lot of people, you know, they don't want to recognize help. They don't want to accept the fact that women have helped. You know, I'm not trying to be down on anyone, but it's just a known fact that women who help are often forgotten. You know, but like stated, where others forget, God will never forget. Praise the Lord. And I'm thankful for the word of God, even for that portion of the scripture that's in there. You know, don't forget those who help you. So we do thank the Lord because the Bible tells us here we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Now, I'm grateful for what God has done, and we are looking forward to our next broadcast, and we're looking forward to the youth participating and going forth on the broadcast during this month. Praise the Lord. So I do have a young person who's working on getting some things together. So let's stay tuned because we're looking forward to a great time this month. We're looking forward to encouraging someone, a young person somewhere. It can be a little child, but if you can give them some kind of encouragement, please take the time to do so. Amen. Does anyone have anything else to add before we close out? If not, we do thank the Lord for the broadcast, and this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. Also, before we close out, just want to say to the clergy who are listening, you are welcome to use our guest call-in line if you have remarks or any encouraging words during this month. Call in so you can encourage our youth. You are welcome to do so. So we look forward to you also reaching out and helping us minister to someone in need. Amen. So at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you until the next time on Friday evening at 7 p.m. On Sunday afternoon. I'm thinking it's Sunday now. On Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. God bless you and good night.